Thank you very much, Madam Co-Chair. And as this is my first time taking the floor, I also would like to thank the co-chairs for their continued leadership in helping guide the work of the ad hoc open-ended experts group on marine litter and microplastics, and congratulate you both on your elections here today to continue that work. We also thank the Secretariat for its support of the work of the experts group and for preparations, both organizational and logistical, that contributed to bringing this group together, and we look forward to a productive 5 days of expert-level discussions. We're pleased that this meeting is dedicating so much time to expert-level dialogue, and recognizing that we will be jumping right into those discussions today, we wanted to raise a couple of points with regard to the workshops now. First, with regard to agenda item 4, the agenda notes that both the workshop on information and monitoring and the workshop on governance are expected to provide concrete recommendations for addressing barriers to combating marine litter and microplastics. The United States does not believe the experts group has a mandate to provide recommendations. The mandate of this group, as defined in Resolution 3.7, is to explore, identify, and examine a multitude of issues related to marine litter and microplastics, and provide a progress update to UNEO on the program of work, including on the results of the meeting. We do not believe that exploring, identifying, and examining are the same as providing concrete recommendations, and we hope the experts group will not be expecting to provide such recommendations. Instead, we believe the experts group is well positioned through its program of work to devise a list of options for consideration by UNEA. Being composed of experts is also within the group's mandate to identify potential advantages and shortcomings of the various options identified in order to help inform decision makers and support UNEA's work. We believe an outcome document that ultimately lays out a list of options and examines the pros and cons of those options would constitute the successful completion of the program of work. Second, with regard to the topics chosen for workshop discussions, we're hopeful that those discussions will be sufficiently broad to incorporate discussion of additional issues that are related to each of those groups. For example, the United States is prepared to discuss with our fellow experts issues such as existing local, national, and regional waste management activities, as well as practical solutions. These issues could conceivably be raised during the working group on information and monitoring. Likewise, we believe that discussions in the working group on governance should not be limited solely to the governance options proposed in the Marine Litter Assessment for Policymakers document that we were just briefed on. The work program for this group is broad and asks us to consider barriers and challenges, response options at a range of levels, costs and benefits of various responses, and feasibility of different responses. Resolution 3.7 does not reference the assessment, and we see a much broader array of potential response options than those laid out in it. At the same time, we understand that the options outlined in the assessment may represent a starting point for the working group on governance, and we look forward to discussions on a range of governance topics in that group. The United States looks forward to fruitful discussions this week, and we thank you for the opportunity this morning to make these points ahead of those workshops. Thank you very much.